Let's come to order, please. Good evening. My name is Edward Finley, and with me this evening are Commissioners Don M. Bailey and Jerry C. Dockham. The Commission now calls for hearing at this time for the purpose of taking non-expert public witness testimony, docket number W354 sub 344, in the matter of application by Carolina Water Service, Inc. of North Carolina, 2335. Sanders Road, Northbrook, Illinois, for authority to increase rates for water and sewer utility service in all service areas in North Carolina. On March 31, 2015, Carolina Water Service filed an application with the Commission seeking authority to increase its rates for providing water and sewer utility service in all of its service areas in North Carolina. On April 30, 2015, the Commission issues its order establishing general rate case and suspending rates. Pursuant to this order, the Commission declared this proceeding to be a general rate case pursuant to GS-62-137 and suspended the proposed new rates for up to 270 days pursuant to GS-62-134. On May 11, 2015, Carolina Water filed its notice regarding its semiannual WSSIC, that's WSIC-SSIC surcharge application. In its filing, the company states that it does not intend to file an application for semi-annual adjustment of the company's commission-authorized WSSIC surcharge mechanism on August 1, 2015, where such rider would become effective October 1, 2015. On May 13, 2015, Carolina Water filed a letter stating that given the timing of its general rate case filing, the evidentiary hearing would normally have been set for a date near the end of August or early September 2015. However, at Carolina Water's request, the evidentiary hearing date was extended approximately 30 days to October 5, 2015. On May 15, 2015, Corolla Light Community Association, Inc. filed a petition to intervene in this matter, which was granted by Commission order issued May 19, 2015. On May 22, 2015, the Commission issued its order scheduling hearing requiring customer notice, which, among other things, scheduled the application for evidentiary hearing on October 5, 2015 and scheduled the public witness testimony hearing for this date at this time and in this place. On May 26, 2015, the Commission issued its reissued order scheduling hearing and requiring customer notice, noting that the May 22, 2015 order did not include revisions to the order proposed by the public staff that were now incorporated into the May 26, 2015 order. On May 27, 2015, the Commission issued an errata order correction errors to Appendix A5, page 5 of 7 of the Commission's May 26, 2015 reissued order scheduling hearing and requiring customer notice. A number of customer statements of position have been filed in this docket pursuant to the State Ethics Act. I remind members of the Commission of their duty to avoid conflicts of interest and inquire whether any member has a known conflict of interest with regard to the matters coming before us this afternoon. Let the record reflect that there are no conflicts of interest identified. I now call on the parties to announce their appearances, beginning with the applicant utility.
Mr. Chairman, my name is Robert Benning. I'm a lawyer in Cary, North Carolina. I practice under the name of the Benning Law Firm. I'm here representing Carolina Water Service, Inc. of North Carolina, the applicant in this case. With me is Mr. Martin J. Lashable, the company's vice president, and we have other personnel with the company available.
Good evening, Chairman Commissioners. My name is Diana Downey with the Public Staff Legal Division. With me is Gina Castleberry from the Water Division.
All right, are there any preliminary matters that we need to address before we get started?
No, sir.
Ms. Downey, do you have public witnesses that would like to testify?
I've identified one public witness, Mr.
All right.
Chairman.
If you'll call him up, we'll have him sworn and let him testify.
Larry Campbell.
Come around, Mr. Campbell, please. Right here to the witness stand, if you don't mind. If you will put your left hand on the Bible there and raise your right hand, I will swear you in.
I affirm.
You can be affirmed. You solemnly affirm that the testimony you're about to give in this case will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To the best of my knowledge,
yes, sir. So we'll have a seat. And Ms. Downey will identify you for the record.
Would you please state your name and address for the record?
Larry Campbell, 156 White Oak Boulevard, here in Jacksonville, North Carolina.
And Are you a customer of Carolina Water Service?
Yes, I am.
Do you wish to make a statement this evening?
Yes.
Please proceed.
Just bear with me. This is the first time I've gotten in front of a lot of people like this in a long time.
Just take your time and relax.
Okay. In about July 1976, my wife and I moved into our present address that I just stated. And at that time, Mercer Environmental Corporation had the water and sewer. About maybe 10 years later, Unwasa took over from Mercer Environmental. I cannot remember how many times that over the last 6 or 7 years, our sewer bill has always increased, whether it's from $5 until now, it's going to go up about $8.86. Of course, to a lot of people, that may not seem like much. I've got one bill in here for the sewer bill went $71.56. All the other times it was $44.70 or $40.14. This year, so far I've got $44.70. Then in May and June, that bill has gone to $45.06. With this increase, especially to the elderly population, and I fall in that since I just turned 70, we have a lot of widows in our neighborhood. I can understand the business has to strive, and the only way that it can strive is making increases. Some of these increases have come every couple of years. I would ask the company, are you putting the money that you get back into this sewer system that's on the end of my street? Or is it lining pockets? In my neighborhood of White Oak Boulevard, or White Oak Estates, I should say, there's approximately, by me getting on Google and counting, between 230 and 250 homes. Mr. Aragona over in Aragona Village has also built approximately the same amount. I did not Google those and go and try to count them. There's probably between 175 to 225 homes in the Aragona Village over there. That system has been there that I know of since I moved in 1976. We have not had a very bad hurricane since 1996 when Bertha and Fran come through. That brings a lot of water. I don't know if that system can handle it, because they say that on this charge for the sewer, that we are charged for car water. Nobody in Unwasa can tell me what car water is. Since all of the storm drains take the water away, how does this rainwater and car water get into the sewer system? If it does, something has to be fixed, or you're going to have a hurricane, you're going to have some environmental problems. I would like to thank the commissioners and the representative from Carolina Waters out of my home state of Illinois for coming down here, and the rest of the people in here for listening to me for these few minutes. And just thank you very much.
Have a seat, Mr. Campbell, just for a minute. Let's see if there are other questions of you. Hold on just a second there.
Oh, okay.
Mr. Campbell, you've been referring to several pieces of paper. There are any of those papers something you would like to submit into evidence for the commission to consider?
Well, these are the, since 2014, I usually like to keep my water and sewer bill for a year from taxes to taxes. And so I've kept 2014. Most of these probably are on record on WASO.
Okay. That's all I have.
Bennett, you have questions?
Mr. Campbell, I don't really have a question, but I wonder, could I look at your bill, if you wouldn't mind?
Sure. Anyone in particular?
Just the one that you referred to that had the term car water on it?
Yes, sir. All of them do down at the bottom, right? Not here. I've talked to representatives at Anwasa, and nobody can give me an answer.
Mr. Chairman, I can give them an answer.
Well, I tell you what, why don't you and
do
me talk after the hearing, and y'all discuss it and see if you can satisfy Mr. Campbell as to what that means,
okay,
as far as the comments concerned. I'm sure he'd like to know.
Yes, that's all.
See if there's anybody else back there. She wants something. All right. Very well. I think the one other person who's not a member of the applicant is indicated in the hearing that she does not want to testify. The rest of the people in the hearing room are either from the public staff or the commission or the court reporter or representatives of the company. So unless there's somebody else here who wants to testify, that will bring a conclusion to this hearing. We have other hearings, Mr. Campbell, throughout the service territory, all across the state, and we will have a formal hearing in Raleigh where the company will put on its evidence. The public staff is in the process of auditing all that information to make sure that it doesn't line anybody's pocket, as you say. They'll audit that to satisfy themselves that and other indiscretions are not taking place. There will be differences of opinion. If they don't settle their differences, and evidence will be presented to the commission, it'll have to take that back and review it and determine what it does with this request.
Okay.
It's not a foregone conclusion that just because they ask for something, they'll get it.
Right, I understand.
Okay. And thank you for coming tonight. We appreciate
it.
If there's nothing further, we'll be adjourned.